Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject: he treats me like a side chick. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been in a relationship with a man for 2 years, and he treats me like a side chick. I can spend the night at his house, but I can't leave anything at his house. Meanwhile, he has toiletries at my house, and he just left his Steelers blanket folded up neatly on my couch and asked me not to move it. He's a dog lover, but he won't allow my dog to set foot in his house, and he only weighs 5 pounds. I can see if it was a Rottweiler, but it's a tiny toy poodle. On Sunday, his mom and dad called and said they were stopping by because they were in the area. He said I should go before they got there. I get that it wouldn't be good to meet them for the first time like that, but he could have been nicer about it, or he could have said I could meet them another time. He won't come to any of my work events, and I have a lot of them. He said we need to decide where our relationship is going before we make those kinds of moves. I don't understand what that means. He's 36 and I'm 32, and for the past 2 years, we've been having most of our meals together, sleeping together, working out together, and even hanging out with my two sisters. I won't let him meet my parents until I meet his, because I don't know how to introduce him. If I say he's my boyfriend, he might correct me in front of my daddy, and that would be embarrassing. At our big ages, he should be ready to settle down. When I look back at how our relationship began, I didn't ask the right questions. He never told me that he was ready to settle down. We just started hanging out a lot and having great sex. Have I let this go on for too long to start questioning him? Well, my answer to you is no. Of course, it's never too late to get what you want, and you can ask him whatever questions you need to ask, no longer how long it's been. You're still sleeping with this guy. You're still, you know, doing all the things that you've been doing. There's no time limit to this, but honestly, though, I don't think anything that you do at this point is going to matter. I mean, you should have had these questions long, long time ago to ask him. One of the main problems in this situationship, as you call it, is there is no communication, no clarity. This should have been established in the first year. So for you to say he's treating you like a side chick, it begs the question, why? Why is he treating you like a side chick? Why are you taking this from this man? You can't be a side chick if you don't act like a side chick. For 2 years, you said you've sat back and you just let this man do you this way, not meeting his parents. You can't leave anything over his house. He won't go to job functions with you. You can't bring your little 5-pound dog over there. What more do you need to realize that he's not feeling you like that? After 2 years, I mean, what are you waiting for? Come on. You've already given him 2 years of your life. In his mind, you are just a side chick, and he makes sure you know it. I don't think you should continue to allow him to disrespect you or whatever. Trust me, he knows exactly what he's doing. You're the one that's in the dark. If you're not a number two, then let him know that. Let him know it today. Steve?
He treats me like a side chick. No, that's not how he's treating you. You're allowing him to treat you like a side chick. That's all this letter is. You've allowed behavior to continue and to go on without any checks and balances. So this is what we do. If you allow us to run over you, you finna have tire marks all over your back. Because that's what you want. That's what you accept. Ladies, come on here. When are women going to understand that you have a say-so in your own life? You have the right to know where a relationship is going and what it is at all times, even from the very beginning. Now, I've been in a relationship with a man for 2 years. He treats me like a side chick. Let's just stop this. You're allowing him. I can spend the night at his house, but I can't leave anything at his house because he got people coming over there. And can't be no traces of you in there. Meanwhile, he has toiletries at my house, and he just left his Steeler blanket folded up neatly on my couch and asked me not to move it. That's because you don't have nobody else coming over there. And he can leave toiletries and the blanket or whatever he wants, but you can't do the same thing. How did you even allow this to happen? How? He's a dog lover, but he won't allow my dog to set foot in his house. Well, he don't love your dog. He a dog lover, but not your dog. I could see if it were a Rottweiler, but it's a tiny toy poodle. On Sunday, his mom and dad called and said they were stopping by because they were in the area. He said I should go before they got there. I get that it wouldn't be good to meet them for the first time like that. But he could have been nicer about it, or he could have said I could meet them another time. No, you got to get out. My mom and daddy coming. You got to get out. I don't want them to meet you. Ladies, if you've been dating a man for 2 years and you ain't met his mom and daddy by that, you're not it. You're not. If you've been with a man for 2 years in what you think is a committed relationship and you haven't met his parents by in 2 years, it's because you're not it. He won't come to any of my work events, and I have a lot of them. Now listen to this line. He said we need to decide where our relationship is going before we make those kinds of moves. You ain't made up your mind in 2 years, then it ain't going nowhere.
Right. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he treats me like a side chick. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he treats me like a side chick.
You know what, y'all? This is really a sad letter from this 32-year-old woman who's claiming that her man is treating her like a side chick. I just want to tell you this, that's what the treatment you've allowed, even from day one. I mean, you can't leave nothing at his house. But in the meantime, he got toiletries and a football Steelers blanket over your house, folded up on the couch, and asked you not to move it. You can't leave nothing at his house because he got people coming over there, and he don't need no signs of another woman. He's a dog lover, but he don't let your dog come over, so he don't love your dog. What kind of dog lover is he? He either love dogs or he don't. His mom and dad called, said they were stopping by because they was in the area. He told you you should go before they got there. Then you justified by saying, I get that it wouldn't be good to meet them for the first time like that, but he could have been nicer about it or would have said I could meet them another time. He never told you you could meet them. You've been dating for 2 years. If you ain't met the man's mama by in 2 years, it's because you're not the one. He won't come to any of my work events, and I have a lot of them. He said we need to decide where our relationship is going before we make those kinds of moves. It's been 2 years. There ain't a man living that's been with a woman steady for 2 years and don't know where it's going. We just ain't told you. I don't understand what that means. It means you're not the one. I'm sorry, sister. That's what this means. He's 36 and I'm 32, and for the past 2 years, we've been having most of our meals together, sleeping together, working out together, and even hanging out with my two sisters. Yeah, but you ain't been with none of his family. I won't let him meet my parents until I met his. And he don't care nothing about meeting your mom and daddy. That ain't bothering him. He ain't never asked you to meet them. But when his mom and daddy was coming over his house, you got to go. Sister, come on now. I won't let him meet my parents until I met his. Well, he ain't gonna never meet him. Because I don't know how to introduce him. If I say he's my boyfriend, he might correct me in front of my daddy, and that would be embarrassing. If this ain't your boyfriend after 2 years, What are you doing? If you can't call him your boyfriend, you just said, y'all do everything together. Spend the night, eat all your meals, sleeping together. You work out together, even hang out with your two sisters. But that ain't your boyfriend. When I look back on how our situation began, I didn't ask the right questions. He never told me he was ready to settle down. We just started hanging out a lot and having a great sex. Have I let this go on for too long to start questioning him? Let me tell you what you went too far without. And listen to me careful, ladies. You went too long without defining your relationship. You need a definition of what you have. And ladies, you have every right to have a definition of what you have, because you're giving him your most precious item that you have, your body. Now, you can give this to him, but he ain't got to give you a definition. Are you crazy? Are you kidding me? This, you lay in this bed with this man. Y'all eat all your meals together. He got toiletries in your house. Y'all sleep together. You have great sex together. But you can't ask him, what is this we have? You can't even run the risk of introducing him as your boyfriend. Ladies, stop being in a relationship not knowing what it is. You're not in a relationship. You're in a situation. You can't even meet his mom and dad. He told you to get out when he was coming over. And then you said, well, I'm not going to introduce him to my parents till I've met his. And he never asked you to meet your parents. He has no interest in meeting your parents. Because you're not requiring a definition. Stop this letter right now and get a definition from this man of what you have.
Today.
You may find out that you have nothing. And if you have nothing, then what are you in it for? I feel sorry for the sister, really.
Don't give up 2 more years.
2 years and you can't even call him your boyfriend. 2 years and you ain't met his mama. What? How you dating a man steady all the time and you ain't met his parents yet? And they in town because they stopped by.
Yeah.
They stay right over there. Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Yeah. It really, really is. Now, what about the part when he said, Steve, we need to decide where our relationship is going before we make those kinds of moves? Is that
he's already decided. He mm-hmm. just ain't let you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the buying time is we need to decide.
Okay.
Look, the Bible says when a man findeth the wife.
Yes, he did. He findeth a good thing and finds favor with the Lord.
He ain't found you. Mm-hmm. You ain't it. You can't even leave nothing at his house. And you're absolutely right. He never told me he was ready to settle down. Because he ain't settled down. You can't leave nothing at his house. Hey, get all this stuff. What you doing? Hey, take this secret with you. Don't have this in here.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Leave your comments.
Hey, you can't leave this summer's eve over here.
Today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.